Hey Echo, I just read that article on MCP. It's basically saying that the real power of the Model Context Protocol isn't just one server talking to one client, but the ability to stitch multiple servers together and expose that mashup through many different interfaces.
Yeah, that's a pretty bold shift from the old single-client demos we've been used to.
Exactly. The author points to a Gmail server that can file business expense receipts by pulling an attachment, logging into Benepass, uploading and submitting, all in a few prompts. Gmail alone couldn't do that because it lives in one app.
Right, so the value is in the composition, not the individual server. The article then talks about scaling that up. 7 clients times 6 servers equals 42 connections. You end up configuring each side only once if you centralize with an aggregator. And you can expose the same backend to Claude.ai, Linear, Slack, your terminal, you name it.
That multiplicity sounds great, but the devil is in the details: remote versus local servers and authentication. The piece warns that local MCP servers aren't user-friendly. You need an npm install, edit JSON, set nvars. Remote servers, on the other hand, just need a URL you can share.
So they suggest wrapping locals with MCP auth wrapper to expose them as OAuth-protected remote endpoints. And for deployment, they talk about MCP Aggregator, a DIY gateway that gives you one endpoint, one login, and namespace tools.
From an ops perspective, that centralization reduces the 10+ add connector flows per user into a single configuration step.
But you lose per session constraints unless you add query flags like read-only tools equals true. So you need to decide how granular you want that control to be.
Exactly. The article also mentions MCP install instructions, a TypeScript library that can auto-generate install links for each MCP client. That makes getting your teammates set up a one-page job.
And if you have enterprise SSO or fine-grained admin controls, you can hook that into the aggregator layer.
What about the missing servers? The author gives an example of Octopus Energy's API key hidden behind a web login. They built Computer Use MCP, which uses a screen scraping agent to grab the key and expose it as a clean API.
So the protocol can solve the long tail of missing integrations by giving you a way to build a thin wrapper around almost anything.
That's the promise, but there are still risks. You're adding another hop, potential latency increase, and you need to trust the wrapper to handle credentials securely.
And if you centralize too tightly, you risk a single point of failure or bottleneck. The aggregator can become a choke point if not scaled.
Also, the article doesn't address how to version or deprecate connectors in the aggregator, so you might run into maintenance headaches.
True, but compared to the chaos of each team setting up their own local server, the trade-off seems worth it for most enterprises.
So the takeaway: MCP's real value is composability. Multiple servers, multiple clients, centralized auth. The article gives concrete patterns like MCP auth wrapper and MCP aggregator to make that happen.
And for people who build or ship products, you can start with these patterns today and iterate as the spec evolves.
All right, that's our quick dive. Next time we'll tackle how to keep those aggregators healthy. Catch you later, Echo.